An internal Boeing memo this morning says much of the engineering design work on the company's new 777-7X will be happening outside of Puget Sound, most likely. Scott Hamilton is Boeing analyst at the Issaquah-based Lehman Company. Scott Hamilton, thanks for talking to us again.
Good morning.
The internal message from Mike Delaney, head of engineering, and Scott Fancher, head of the new airplane development, said at this time no decisions have been made about 77X design or build in Puget Sound. Why do you think Puget Sound engineers would be left out of this decision?
Yeah, I think at this point there are a couple factors going on. One is, of course, the whole uncertainty over where the 777X is going to be built. Governor Inslee is proposing a series of incentives of some kind, and it works to Boeing's advantage to keep a cloud of uncertainty over the whole thing to try to get this state to do more in the way of incentives and business reforms.
Oh, so a little negotiating going on in public.
Yeah, Boeing is extremely adept at doing this, And while Governor Inslee has already announced a series of incentives and ideas to incentivize Boeing to build the airplane here, the problem with that is he's now got his cards on the table in South Carolina, sees what he's offering, and they could be looking at this and having their own incentive package being composed to offer Boeing as well. So I think this is part of a larger strategy to have a bidding process between the states, and it's also, I think, part of Boeing's strategy to de-emphasize the SPIA union.
Scott Hamilton is an analyst about the Boeing company. So another analyst, Puget Sound Business Journal, quoted Michel Merluzeau. He believes by 2020 design will shift to the southeast, says the skills are in both places. One aspect of it may be just what you said. Is this a strategic decision about keeping costs low and SPIA costs too much and maybe labor costs are lower in Charleston?
Well, certainly a strategic decision, and Boeing has been moving engineering jobs, which are, of course are covered by SPIA, the union, out of Washington State all year. Boeing Chicago, where headquarters are, simply does not like dealing with unions, just plain and simple, and they've been engaged in a long, long fight with the unions. And SPIA is the weaker of the two unions. You can outsource those jobs much more easily than you can the touch labor and much more quickly than the touch labor, and I think that's part of what's going on as well.
You know, also, as you said, there's a question about where the 77X will be built. Boeing did all that outsourcing, and it didn't work so well on the Dreamliner, so now they brought the design back in-house. Is the idea that Charleston has more space as well as more lower-cost labor, so they have the space to build the wings there and build the body there?
Yeah, Boeing has been buying land around the 787 plant down there for several years now. There's more land that they've just purchased and some more that they have under contract. And in the aggregate, they now have more property purchased under the contract at Charleston than they own at Everett. They still have to build the buildings and infrastructure, of course, but when you're talking about an airplane like the 777X, that won't actually start assembly until 2017, 2018. There's plenty of time to build. But there's also a space up here. There's space on Payne Field to build a factory for the wing production. And there's certainly space within the Everett factory because the 747 is going to go away, and that space will be opened up for a 777X.
So SPIA released their own statement. Puget Sound is Boeing's center of experience in commercial aircraft design. As engineering tasks are shared with other talented energy engineering groups, we fully expect Puget Sound to play the key integrating role, needed to avoid a replication of the problems experienced by the 787 program. So that's how they're responding. They're throwing down their own sort of gauntlet and reminder. Any evidence that they have some clout in that arena?
Well, they certainly have a very good argument. How much that translates into clout is another question, because let's remember that when Boeing says that it's bringing engineering back in-house from all this outsourcing that proved to be such a problem on the 787, in-house doesn't necessarily mean Puget Sound or Washington State. Boeing has facilities throughout the country, and in-house could be California, it could be South Carolina, it could be Texas. It can be all these states that were mentioned in the internal memo today.
So, Scott Hamilton, by ending, remind us, the 777X may have folding wingtips. What else makes this a unique and valuable aircraft for the company?
It's going to have a composite wing in addition to the folding wingtips, composite wing boxes, which gets rather technical for this purpose here. It's a stretched airplane, so it'll have 40 more passengers than the current 777. A little bit different sculpted interior for a little bit more room inside. New systems, which are important to the airline, and new engines, which will improve the fuel efficiency.
Scott Hamilton, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Scott Hamilton is a Boeing analyst at the Issaquah-based Lehman Company. Boeing announced that much of the engineering design work for the company's 777X will be happening outside of Puget Sound.